This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Radio News with Lance Pry.
Supporters of a Staten Island, New York bar owner gathered in front of the business Wednesday to protest China virus restrictions and refusing to close his doors.
USA!
Around 60 people assembled in front of Max Public House in Staten Island after its co-owner Danny Presti was taken away in handcuffs Tuesday night. President-elect Joe Biden warned America another 250,000 Americans will probably die from the coronavirus in the next 60 days.
But understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January. You hear me? Because people aren't paying attention.
Science disputes that fact, as America has one of the lowest mortality rates in the world. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Fortune 500 company Hewlett-Packard Enterprises is moving its world headquarters from California to the Houston area. The move by the tech giant will mean thousands of jobs for the area when it opens in the spring of 2022. HP CEO Antonio Neri said, "As we look to the future, our business needs, opportunities for cost savings, and team members' preferences about the future of work, we are excited to relocate HPE's headquarters to the Houston region." A dive boat captain was charged in one of the deadliest maritime disasters in recent U.S. history. On Tuesday, a federal grand jury indicted 67-year-old Jerry Boylan on 34 counts of seaman manslaughter. Each count can carry 10 years. According to reports, the Conception boat went down on Labor Day 2019 after some lithium-ion batteries allegedly caught fire while they were being charged. Boylan and four crew members were able to escape, while all 33 passengers and one other crew member died in the blaze. Boylan is expected to surrender to federal authorities in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The American Red Cross is putting out a plea to Americans. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
If you've tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, the American Red Cross wants you to donate plasma. The plasma is being given to COVID-19 patients as a possible treatment. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making that plea during an Operation Warp Speed briefing.
If you're within 3 months since recovery from COVID-19, we need you to donate plasma. Over a quarter million courses of convalescent plasma have been used on your fellow Americans to help prevent severe consequences from COVID-19. We unfortunately have so many individuals who have gotten COVID-19 and have recovered now, fortunately, but we need donations. Please contact your local American Red Cross, your local American Blood Bank, or go to coronavirus.gov for more information about how you can volunteer to be a donor and give the gift of life.
You may also visit their main website at redcross.org. The Steelers beat the Ravens in a rare win Wednesday NFL game, 19-14. Ravens quarterback RG3.
The way the game was going was, a direct reflection of how we felt about the game. We felt like we had a chance to come in here and win, shock the world, and do something special. And we didn't do that. And, I put that on myself because I felt like I let the team down. I don't think we're supposed to really comment on injuries, but I pulled my hamstring in the second quarter, and I felt like if I hadn't done that, then we would have won this game.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us as always. Trevor Loudon joins us now, the author, speaker, political activist, and socialism expert. Trevor, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm doing well. Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Made it through Thanksgiving, heading through the rest of the holidays and, you know, fighting off COVID. And hopefully, hope upon hope, our officials would do something about the unemployed and get some COVID relief to Americans that need to hear from our government.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, if the government's going to shut people down, it's got to be... it's going to be making life a little bit easier for them. You know, the whole shutdown is a farce, in my opinion. And people are suffering. There's suicides, there's marriage breakups.
Exactly.
There's all sorts of stuff going on because of this.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, the empirical evidence is pretty clear, isn't it, about the ineffectiveness of these lockdowns?
Well, the lockdowns aren't doing anything. They don't seem to make any difference whatsoever on infection rates. And at the same token, you know, like flu rates this year are massively down. You know, flu normally kills 30,000 to 60,000 Americans.
Right.
So how many so-called COVID deaths are really flu?
Exactly.
You know,
that's the point.
There's so much doubt around this that you know, we're committing economic suicide for the flu.
Right. You know, Trevor, I've had several friends who have contracted the COVID. They were told that they tested positive and say, okay, what do I take? Do you give me a prescription for remdesivir? What am I doing? Hydroxychloroquine? What do we do? And the doctors told them, I mean, without exception, this is quite interesting, said, no, just go home, get plenty of rest, drink plenty of fluids. He says, well, I thought I had COVID. Well, yeah, you've tested positive for COVID, but wait a minute, you just gave me a prescription, you know, like as if I had the flu. I mean, so what's the difference? So a lot of people are out there, and you see, that mixed reality with what's being reported by the mainstream media and these alleged scientists is not squaring up.
No, which is why people are very suspicious of, inoculations and vaccinations and this kind of thing. Very suspicious of, you know, when you hear prominent figures like Elon Musk have four tests for COVID, two come back positive and two come back negative in the same few hours.
Right.
The government has a massive credibility problem on this whole issue.
Yeah, and regarding your point about vaccines, I was looking at one study. It said back in May, 72% of America said, yeah, vaccine, I'm in. My arm's up. Go ahead. I'll take the vaccine. Several months later, in September, they again surveyed, found that only 51% of the people were willing to take the vaccine. Today, that number is down to 40%. So to your point, credibility has been compromised. There's been a lot of misinformation, negative information put into the bloodstream of the body politic. It's no wonder by the time this gets out, you're going to have less than 40% of the people that are going to get in line for this.
And that is why the sinister side of this is, I think we'll see restrictions like airlines will put in restrictions on proof of vaccination before they'll sell you an air ticket. I think there'll be other restrictions like this, which will make it a sort of backdoor way of forcing people into accepting these vaccinations, which they otherwise would not do.
How dangerous is this?
Well, I think this is the most dangerous period we've been in American history, you know, on the political side of things. The vaccination, the reason a lot most people are suspicious, they see this as far more politically motivated than medically motivated. You know, it's a way of controlling people. It's a way of intimidating people. You know, how else would you get churches all over the country to shut down for months at a time?
Exactly.
When churches are more needed than any other time.
Yeah, they're not essential. Yeah, but you can go to a pole dancing studio or whatever, but you can't go to church.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So So when people see this kind of inconsistency, they know this is not about public health. This is politically motivated. And when they see that the Democrat states, the blue states, are the most avid vaxxers and the most avid in their shutdowns, they it's not because the Democrats are smarter. It's because the Democrats love control.
Exactly.
This must be the most exciting time in some of these bureaucrats' lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, look, we can tell people what to do. We've always dreamed of this, and now we can do it.
You're a socialism expert. You've seen this. You've studied this, Trevor. This puts us down the yellow brick road of socialism, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You know, like there is no provision in the U.S. Constitution for mandatory quarantines or mandatory shutdowns. You know, there's nothing that says that the government has a right to make churches shut down because there's a disease in the environment. So the Constitution has been completely ignored, and millions of people have been forced to go along with it. So that's just one more way of weakening the authority of the Constitution and real law. It's just turning us into more of a lawless, bureaucratic, autocratic society, and it's a conditioning exercise.
Exactly. Well, just like what we experienced most of the year with the, you know, streets of America, whether we're looking at Portland, Baltimore, just go down and, you know, the destruction of businesses, jobs, all in the name of George Floyd and systemic racism. Again, this is all part and parcel of the plan, isn't it?
Well, look, the COVID panic was spread by the Chinese Communist Party.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not talking about the disease. I'm talking, well, they deliberately spread the disease. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But they were in partnership with the Democrat states to shut down the U.S. economy, to destroy their most dangerous enemy, President Trump. And the Black Lives Matter protests were also organized by two pro-Chinese communist parties, the Freedom Road Socialist Organization and Liberation Road. So these two major assaults on the American body politic, on American society, both came from communist China. And that should not be surprising when you understand that the CPC, the Communist Party of China, regards President Trump as their most dangerous adversary. Of course they want to do anything they can to get rid of him.
Yes. And interesting that 4 years ago, it was all about the Russians and that foreign influence and intervention into a legal election in 2016. 4 years later, the Chinese are getting away with murder here.
The Chinese have wrecked the U.S. economy deliberately. Mm-hmm. They have burnt cities all over America deliberately. And they were actively involved on the ground with big voter registration organizations in key states with a stated objective to destroy President Trump, to ruin his chances. So three ways the Chinese were working on this election, and many others, no doubt, as well. But they were involved in the voting, directly involved in the voting. They were behind the Black Lives Matter protests and behind the COVID shutdown.
Exactly.
You talk about a bit of Russian collusion. This is massive Chinese attack on our economy, our president, our cities, and our voting system.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Trevor after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Men around the country may have participated in No Shave November, but the Tide Radio Ministry is taking it much further. Once again, we are initiating our unique Year Beard Challenge to raise support and awareness for the Tide Radio Ministry. We're looking for men who are willing to stop shaving and grow beard for the entire year. Through the Year Beard campaign, the bearded guys will each have a goal to help provide more airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio broadcast in Asia, Africa, and Europe. Participants in the Year Beard Challenge can sign up to grow their beards for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months, with the ultimate goal of making it possible for more people to hear about Jesus in their own language.
To learn more about how you or someone you know can help the Tide Ministry share the gospel by simply putting away your razor and telling people why, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, you know, that's pretty evident. The local communist parties were very active in social media, but we know that the Chinese have banks of people, thousands of people sitting behind computers in big rooms, totally focused on American social media and TikTok. They're involved in TikTok. They're involved in Facebook. They're involved in Twitter. All of these things to try and shift public perception, drive hatred against President Trump, drive drive racial division in this country. So this has been well documented that the Chinese have thousands of people occupied in this, you know, to sow confusion in America. So look, virtually everywhere you look in the last election, whether you look at social media, the riots, the COVID, the direct influence on voting, the big tech, you'll see the tentacles of the Communist Party of China. Because this country is the only country that stands between them and world domination.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And this president, Donald Trump, is the only one with the guts to stand up to them. Who do you think they prefer? Donald Trump, who's caned them in every step, who stood in their way, or Joe Biden, whose whole family has been doing business deals with China for decades?
Yes.
Who is completely in China's pocket. Why wouldn't the Chinese try and influence the election against Trump and in favor of Biden? They'd be crazy not to.
In much the same parallel as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump with the Russians 4 years ago, right?
Yeah. Look, the Democrats have been in bed with the Russians for 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when it suits them, they switch the whole narrative and claim, you know, that Hillary Clinton was completely in bed with the Russians through Uranium One and other deals. And, so they switch the narrative and make them look like they're the anti-Russian patriots and that Trump is the traitor, when the reverse is the case.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, and the same thing there, where you had family interests benefiting from the sale of 20% of America's uranium. Her family fared fairly well, in same way that with the Biden dealings with China. And I thought it was quite interesting, according to one survey that was just released last week from Brett Bozell and Media Research Center, that the people admitted, I think it was in Pennsylvania, might have been Michigan, that roughly 40% of the people said they hadn't heard of the Hunter Biden corruption story. Had they, 12%, as much as 12% said they would not have voted for Joe Biden. So, you know, the mainstream media, again, all part of this collusion, in effect, you know, what has turned out to be a modern-day coup, has it not, Trevor?
Well, this is the color revolution, you know, and as to your point, I saw a survey that 17% of Democrats said they were not aware of the Hunter Biden collusion story, and if they had been, they would have changed their vote.
Wow.
Now, that was more than enough to change the outcome of the election, and we've got to acknowledge the election is far from settled yet, and I still think Donald Trump has a very clear path to winning this, but the fix was in. We need to understand that in global implications. You know, China and the United States are locked in a death battle to see who is the dominant world power after this.
Mm-hmm.
China, and you've got all these countries in Asia like India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and Australia and New Zealand are looking to see who's going to win here.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it looks like China's going to win, they're going to flip.
Exactly.
They're going to have to make their peace with China. This election is not just about America. It's about the whole balance of world power.
Right.
Either China runs the world after this or America maintains its dominant position. It's going to be one or the other.
You know, Trevor, this is what we've been saying on the show. I've been getting emails from people around the world, and to your exact point, they're freaking out because you say make your peace with the communists. How do you make your peace with the communists? I mean, you're like the Uyghurs, and you just line up on the tarmac and with your head down and you're handcuffed and get marched off to these re-education camps.
Yeah, well, you basically surrender to what China wants. And you hope they don't kill you, or not immediately.
Yes.
You know, you hope that your subjugation takes long enough that you've still got a few years of peace left.
Yeah.
So that's where the world is at right now. The Indians are freaking out. The Europeans are freaking out. They might say, "Oh, we don't like America," but when they are threatened by Russia on their doorstep, and they know that Joe Biden loves Russia like a chocolate, they're freaking out.
Yeah.
Australia's freaking out. Japan, all of our allies are freaking out and our enemies are empowered. This has global implications, and it could all come down to a few thousand fraudulent votes in a handful of states deciding the fate of the Western world. It is that serious.
Yes, and it's quite telling because you can tell the good guys from the bad guys by what they're saying and what they're not saying, right? I mean, it's really obvious. I mean, forget about our mainstream media. I mean, the establishment media has become, the United States version of Pravda. It is all in support of the Democratic Party, the socialist movement, and they're doing us no favors because they're not reporting on these things. They're purposely ignoring it, and then whatever commentary they have to offer, it's that, President Trump, he's that crazy guy, all he does is lie, and so there's no veracity, there's no validity to what he's saying about, these Dominion machines or the software intervention or anything like that, right?
You know, there are thousands of affidavits out there already signed on penalty of perjury, attesting to massive vote fraud, and the media is still saying unproven, unfounded allegations. You know, there are massive amount of proof. Now, the other thing is some of the Republicans, the Mitt Romneys of the world, the Kevin Cramers, the senator from North Dakota, telling Trump to give up and move on, telling Trump to surrender to the left so that we will never have another fair election in American history.
Exactly.
No one will ever trust any election in the future. People will give up on the political protest. They'll turn extremist or they'll give up entirely. And you have Cramer and Mitt Romney and people telling Trump to surrender.
Right.
They are craven cowards and traitors to this country, in my opinion.
Well, we know their spines have been mushy anyway for a long time, so that's not new. And that's what we need to discern. The voter politic needs to understand who is for us and who is against us. Who is for the truth and who's for the lie? That's really what it comes down to, doesn't it?
That's exactly right, and this is a time where the wheat is being sorted from the chaff. So there are some big positives here. You imagine Trump wins this, and he has got a great case. He wins this. Well, for years the Democrats have been telling us, we've been accusing the Democrats of fraud, and they'll always say, oh, where's your proof? Where's your proof? Well, when this goes to court, when actual states are overturned and Trump is inaugurated, we will have the proof.
Yes,
we will
exactly.
have it. Definitive proof, and the federal government and the Republican-controlled states will, in my opinion, implement some very strong anti-fraud legislation with big penalties and much more robust systems and hopefully a return to purely paper ballots. And that will put the Democratic Party out of power for 30 years. They'll be completely discredited. Their criminality will be exposed to the world, and their main means of winning, vote fraud, will be taken out of their hands. And that's a pretty that's something that will do major benefit to this country.
Without a doubt, not only our country, but as you pointed out earlier, to the world. Trevor Loudon, the author, speaker, political activist, and socialism expert, right here. Thank you, Trevor. Take care. Godspeed.
Appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
Needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%. You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Supporters of a Staten Island, New York bar owner gathered in front of the business Wednesday to protest his arrest this week for disobeying China virus restrictions and refusing to close his doors. Around 60 people assembled in front of Max Public House in Staten Island after its co-owner Danny Presti was taken away in handcuffs Tuesday night. President-elect Joe Biden warned America another 250,000 Americans will probably die from the coronavirus in the next 60 days.
But here, but understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January. You hear me? Because people aren't paying attention.
Science disputes that fact, as America has one of the lowest mortality rates in the world. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Not too bad. How are you, Bill? Good to talk
to
you.
Hey, always good. Hanging in there. I mean, like you, trailing all these voter fraud notices that are coming up. I mean, every day there's something else. It's overwhelming. And people say, well, where's the evidence? And here you've got over 200 and some pages of sworn affidavits and counting, where you got eyewitnesses saw a batch of ballots where 60% of them had the same signature. Eyewitnesses saw a batch of ballots scanned five times. Other eyewitnesses saw 35 ballots counted that were not connected to a voter record. I mean, here and there, and then, you know, and you've got some people, their argument is, well, that's only going to change. Bill, why are you making such a fuss? You know, it's only going to change maybe 1,000 votes, and Trump is down by 120,000. But then when you go deeper, you find out that, oh, yeah, there's this postal carrier who's taking ballots, over 100,000 ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. What's all that about? And then we're hearing more and more, and the numbers are exponential here, and the challenge for the legal team, and I think for the sake of voter integrity, is that we find a way to expeditiously and righteously get down to the bottom line of this, to where, you know, we really have to deal with this issue. Otherwise, you know, what's it going to be like the next time around? I mean, we've ignored it all these years, and that's why we're dealing with voter fraud to the degree that we're dealing with it now.
Yeah, Bill, I share your concern, your frustration, and I keep hearing, well, there's no evidence. There's no evidence. I mean, look, imagine you're sitting at home at 3 in the morning, you're fast asleep, and you're awakened by the sound of crashing glass and a blood-curdling woman screaming across the street, and you call the police and report what they said. They say, oh, well, there's no evidence of homicide. Go back to sleep. And then about 10 minutes later, you hear the same thing, and you call back and say that another window's broken, another woman's screaming. They say, well, it's not widespread. Go back to sleep. I mean, this is ridiculous. So what you do is you go and check it out. Now, it could be that the woman dropped her wine glass and cut her foot, and that's why she was screaming. Or it could be somebody broke in and is, you know, killing her, and the serial killer then 10 minutes later breaks into somebody else's house, and that's why the cops go and look in. You don't just say no evidence and then just roll your eyes and you know, go back to playing, solitaire or whatever you might have been doing before. Mm-hmm. And similarly here with this, you know, we keep hearing no evidence, and yet, as you say, there's somewhere between 400 and 1,000 sworn affidavits by people who've put their names, their stories on paper, signed them, and under penalty of perjury, indicated that they saw what they saw. Mm-hmm. In Georgia, I believe the Secretary of State, who's to this date has not done a very great job, I don't think he's been very vigilant, he's looking at 250 different irregularities. Clark County, in the election for, I think, county commissioner, which is the same election on which Biden and Trump were on the ballot, they're looking at 936 discrepancies, which they can't explain. Then I saw last night on Hannity these people who came forward and told their stories, including this one man who's a truck driver. I guess he's a U.S. Postal Service truck driver. Driving, he said, 24 pallets of ballots from New York State to Pennsylvania. Yeah. Now, why is anybody driving one ballot from New York State to Pennsylvania, much less 24 pallets? Mm-hmm. So I'd like to know more about that. So there seems to be a rush to declare the lack of evidence, even though there's abundant evidence. And when you present it, they say, well, it doesn't matter. It's not widespread. I mean, do we have a margin of fraud that's okay? Like, is it 10,000 votes that are fraudulent votes that are right, or 100,000 bad ballots? Is it a million bad ballots, 2 million? Well, I don't want to know, what is the number above which the left and the media will say, yeah, you're right, it is widespread, we need to look into it, because I don't know what that number is. And my sort of modest proposal is, let the left pick the number, let's say it's a million, and the right can decide which million people on the left will have their ballots canceled out by fraudulent ballots. Yeah.
Well, we know in California,
we decide who gets disenfranchised.
We know in California the tolerance number is at least 3 million because Judicial Watch, through a FOIA request, had gotten the information on the voter rolls and found out that they had 3 million voters listed that were either dead, moved, they couldn't find, locate, whatever, and California agreed. They said, okay, we'll give you maybe 1.5 million, but you know what? They never vacated those.
They never erased those. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You've got, I believe maybe Judicial Watch did this research. They looked at the number of people who live, adults 18 and over who live in certain counties, and how many people registered. And I believe the worst was San Diego County, which I believe had an over-registration of something like 130%. So 130% of the adults in San Diego County are registered to vote. Now, I appreciate that tremendously high level of civic participation and engagement, but that's a little too high.
Yes.
We could just keep it at 100 and assume everybody votes one time. But
exactly.
This is deadly serious. It's the third world, and I say that with no disrespect to the third world, because there are a lot of third world countries that actually have decent voting systems.
Mm-hmm.
I think we Americans, sort of maybe out of a sense of misplaced American exceptionalism, just assume, well, we're America. Things like that don't happen here. Nonsense. Things like that do happen here, and they need to stop. I have zero tolerance for it. I don't hear about widespread vote fraud. I don't hear about zero vote fraud. I don't hear about one dead person voting, one person lives from out of town, out of state voting in a particular state. I don't hear about anybody under 18 voting, and we need to be totally vigilant against this, and the people who have perpetrated any of this stuff need to be handcuffed, thrown in the back of squad cars, put on trial. If they're convicted, they need to do 10 years in federal prison, breaking rocks, hard labor.
100%.
There's nothing funny. There's nothing cute about this. It's not adorable. It's a deadly, deadly serious crime.
Without a doubt. I mean, speaking of third world countries, I got to tell you, Murdoch, I'm getting emails from people all over the world, and particularly in some of these controlled, you know, communist countries. They're freaking out because they see if America goes under, I mean, you're talking communism on steroids.
Uh-huh.
If Donald Trump and America is out of the way and we fold, all because of this, because this has been going on for a long time. And as I said in the opening, the generality is, oh, it's only going to be, you know, 1,000 votes, not going to change anything. Well, but the effect it has down the road, and this is what we're dealing with right now, is we are dealing with the sum total of all these heads that have been turned in ignoring this deal because it was such a minor number. Like you said, hey, what is the number? What is the acceptable number of waste and voter fraud that we should just, you know, agree and manage?
Absolutely right. And, you know, we do say vote fraud or election fraud. And even if you assume that everybody's honest and nobody's crooked, nobody's shady, the level of incompetence we've seen,
yes.
The election was let's see, November 3rd. So we're talking about, 28, 29 days ago, something like this. Mm-hmm. They're still counting votes. I mean, exactly. Come on. It's been a month. One month later, in the sole surviving superpower on Earth, we don't have a complete tally on all of these elections from president down to city council, down to school board, and they're still counting in some places. It's just, I mean, the level of incompetence alone is mind-blowing. And then you put on top of that the additional layer of what I think is fraud and criminality, and you've got yourself something which really looks like something out of, I hate to pick on Honduras or Tanzania or Papua New Guinea, but shall we say, just not what you expect out of a NATO country, let's put it like that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is the thing that's so disturbing, is that this is happening, as you said, here and now in America. I mean, going into this, I mean, logic would tell you that, and the states were warned when they said, hey, we're going to, and all in the name of COVID, we're going to mail all these ballots out. I believe Washington said, look, we've been working on this for 10 years. The reason we're good at it, because we've been working on it for 10 years. How in the heck do you expect these states on a dime to be able to affect this kind of massive insurgence and wait upon their system? This is unrealistic. But the Democrats, nope, they insisted. We had to go full steam ahead. Donald Trump warned everybody, said this is going to be fraught with voter fraud. Get ready. And here it is. Exactly what he warned us about is exactly what we're living through.
Mm-hmm. Yep, precisely. And this was not, you know, you can't blame the Republicans for this. This is some Democrats pushed all along. And we saw in some places, like Clark County, where Las Vegas is, they did this in the primary. They mailed out. They didn't wait for people to request ballots. Say, I'm sick. I'm hospitalized. Whatever. Please send me an absentee ballot. They just sent them out to everybody. Everyone on the voter rolls. And in Clark County alone, which is where Vegas is, they had, I think it was 223,000 undeliverable ballots. I talked to a gentleman who lives out there, and he had ballots landing on the sidewalk in front of his apartment building. We had ballots thrown into garbage, like junk mail.
Right.
Our beautiful sacred ballots, for which our GIs have given their lives on beaches from Normandy to Iwo Jima, two places in Vietnam. The Democrats turned our sacred, beautiful ballots into junk mail, like something from, catalog or some sweepstakes.
Exactly. I'm going to let our audience ponder on that for a moment. We've got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. How do you select the right investment platform for your needs? The many choices of online brokerages can seem overwhelming, especially with many now offering $0 trades. Matt Galeen, head of Consumer Client Management, Consumer Banking and Investments at Bank of America, shares tips from Merrill for finding the right investing platform that provides more benefits for you, your financial goals, and your values.
If you're planning to take a more active role in managing your investments, choose a financial services firm that delivers a personalized investing experience with user-friendly tools, insights, and educational resources tailored to your financial interests. Additionally, consider firms that provide comprehensive environmental, social, and governance offerings, otherwise known as impact or ESG investing, to help you align your portfolio to your values. With the right investment platform, you can gain more confidence to help achieve your goals throughout your financial journey.
For more, visit MerrillEdge.com. Impact investing and or environmental, social, and governance, ESG investing, involves additional risk. Merrill Lynch Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated is a registered broker-dealer member SIPC and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America. Banking products are provided by Bank of America North America, member FDIC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation. Investment products are not FDIC insured, they are not bank guaranteed, and they may lose value.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Are you looking for a job because you got laid off because of the coronavirus? Most veterans think that the GI Bill can only be used for college, but that's not true. It can also be used for retraining programs. So if you're out of work and looking for a new career, go to the VA.gov and look at the GI Bill benefits. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with DeRoy Murdoch continues, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, you know, with all this is going on, and here we've got a special election coming up January 5th in Georgia, and I don't hear any remedy. I mean, are they going to still use the same software that created all this havoc, the same Dominion hardware, this computer system, in order to do this special election? I mean, if nothing changes, how can we expect anything different?
Yeah, I'm very concerned about something I heard a couple days ago, which is Stacey Abrams, the so-called, quote, governor, unquote, of Georgia, this woman who lost by, I think, 100,000 votes, and she's still running around saying that she had the election stolen from her. There's no indication that she did anything other than lose the election. Anyway, she's kept herself very busy, and she apparently has managed to get a bunch of people registered, and also I believe they're up to something like 900,000.
Is it 900? I heard over 600,000, but yeah, somewhere between that and that. How does that happen?
Here we go again, you know, and look, they don't need to have all 600,000, all 900,000 of them go sideways, if you will. You know, you could have some of these races may come down to 5,000 votes or 10,000 votes or 2,000 votes. Mm-hmm. There was a woman in, I believe, Iowa. She won a House seat by 6 votes.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
606, right? So these could be very close races. It could be that it all comes down to a handful of fraudulent mail-in ballots that end up putting Chuck Schumer into the U.S. Senate Majority Leader's position. And if, unfortunately, Joe Biden prevails and is the president and we have Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, this country's going to go farther left than anybody can imagine. I mean, it's going to be the point where we look at a guy like Bernie Sanders and we think of him as a moderate compared to some of these other people in the Democratic Party. So if I were Governor Brian Kemp, who last I checked was Republican, I would call the legislature in, call a special session, and say, all right, boys and girls, we need to clean up this mess and get rid of this nonsense and have a clean election for the two U.S. Senate runoff seats. And I think if there is a clean election, the Republicans, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, will win, and let's hope they do, because if they don't, the consequences are terrifying. Should be for
exactly.
Anybody who believes in freedom and fiscal restraint, limited government. And if we don't do that, if Governor Brian Kemp doesn't show some leadership, which is why I assume people elected him in the first place, we could end up with just another rerun of what we've been seeing in Georgia up until now, all over again on January 5th, with tremendously dire and terribly negative consequences for our country.
Without a doubt. And again, getting back to your earlier point about Tracy Abrams, that's been my big question. How does she have, I mean, is she ballot harvesting herself out of her own home or something, or what's going on here?
I don't know if she personally is doing it all, but the Democrats have been working very hard on this. They're promoting or advocating for people to move to Georgia specifically for the purpose of voting in the election. That's
illegal.
Now, it is illegal. I'll say it's got to be very hard to prove because someone might say, yeah, I moved to Georgia because I love Atlanta and I love the weather and the cuisine. And then these people vote for Senate, vote Democrat, and the next day say, you know what, I kind of really like it better in New York or Connecticut or Massachusetts or Illinois or what have you, and then move right back. And again, you might be able to get 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people to do this, and that might be all it takes.
Right.
So this is very serious stuff. I don't think this can be cleaned up completely enough or quickly enough for anyone's comfort. And I really hope that the Republicans down there, you know, get off their duffs and get busy and get this thing under control, or we're going to be might find ourselves in really, really bad shape in about a month or so.
Well, I think it starts with a perception. If your perception is voter fraud doesn't exist, then, you know, then you've opened the gate. But if you appreciate that it does exist, it's quite obvious, and you become vigilant at all levels, whether it is the everyday voter or the states that come in and say, look, we're going to make sure that, you know, somebody's not sitting there bragging about holding 900,000 votes, or like the character there in Minnesota in Ilhan Omar's district saying, well, you know, I've got a car full of ballots here, and it's like, you know, you saw this interview with James O'Keefe and Veritas, and he exposes them, but you don't hear any follow-up. I didn't hear that this guy ever got arrested, or, you know, he just had all these ballots that he had harvested, which, oh, by the way, was illegal.
We unfortunately treat vote fraud in this country is sort of a white-collar crime, if that. Mm-hmm. And some people are like, oh, it's kind of cute and it's colorful. Like, you know, we have all these jokes about the cemeteries voting in Chicago. Ha, ha, ha. Isn't that hilarious? It's all part of America's political culture. No, this is not cute. It's not funny. It's not a punchline. It's really, really nasty stuff. Mm-hmm. And the notion that, well, it's only a problem when it's widespread. You know, if you went to the doctor, and he said, I won't pick on you, Bill, but somebody goes to the doctor and the doctor tells the patient, well, you've got, we notice a spot on your lung and we need to go in and get it. And the patient says, well, it's not widespread. Just leave it. No, you go after it and the thing gets worse. And the idea that we can allow a little bit of vote fraud and that's okay because it's not widespread. Well, great. Then next time it gets more widespread and worse and worse, and we've been ignoring this problem for decades. And I think what might have been a mild case of, shall we say, political cancer has grown into something approaching a terminal case this year.
Oh, it's metastasized.
Metastasized like crazy because we won't take it seriously and we kind of laugh it off. And it's not funny. It's very serious, and it needs to be stamped out just like a few, 2 or 3 or 4 cancer cells before they turn into something that ends up putting you into a box for the rest of your life.
Yeah, my buddy, the attorney Ed Pizzoli, who was in Chicago politics for many years and worked on elections, and he'd say, you know, kind of kiddingly, but he, you know, was honest. They would say there in the Democratic strongholds, you know, they say, well, the election's over. They go, oh, no, we don't have the cemetery vote yet. Mm-hmm. Well, people would laugh about that, but that was all very routine and casual. But like you said, one begets the next until, you know, here you are going through all this hysteria that we're in right now, and the people, we the people, are suffering over this. I mean, this is brain damaging. I mean, you know, DeRoy, people are losing friends and family members over this argument, and it wasn't anything that they perpetrated. It was the doggone Democrats and the machine that did this to us, and now we're really at each other's throats as if we weren't already.
No, this is right. I mean, it is divisive, certainly, and look, I mean, I think if Biden prevails and he ends up getting sworn in next January 20th, if it's a clean election, and we all say, well, you know what, he beat us fair and square.
Right.
You know, people like you and me will grind our molars, but we'll get on with it. But if we think that this was stolen and that we had dead people voting, we had people under 18 voting, we had pallets of ballots being moved across state lines. Other ballots coming into Wayne County and in Detroit at 4:30 in the morning, coming out of cars with out-of-state license plates in trash cans and garbage bags. You hear that sort of thing and you think, well, he's not my president. This was stolen. And boy, you want to find a way to create national disharmony and national disunion and a nice big ongoing division in our country. Let 74 million people who voted for Donald J. Trump not believe they lost fair and square, but they had it stolen from them. That's yes. a really good way to have a big chunk of the country and erase it, another big chunk of the country. That's not good for the United States.
It's huge, huge disenfranchisement. I want to talk to you about your column that you wrote about Barack and Michelle Obama's breathtaking ingratitude. He's on his book tour, and boy, I'll tell you, I have a tough time personally watching some of the interviews.
He's not growing on you in his old age, is he?
No, not at all.
I find every time Obama opens his mouth, he's supposed to be the great healing voice of Obama. It's really quite acrimonious and divisive. And what bothers me most about these various comments he's made about Michelle Obama talking about people who voted for Trump or backing hatred and division, and Obama making similar comments about white men lining up to vote for Trump and all that.
Well, he put down Hispanics. I mean, it's like, wait,
that's right.
Stop. Let's put down
Hispanic. Yeah. So that Hispanics voted for Trump because Trump shares their views on gay marriage. Well, very interesting. I looked at a survey done by in October, very recent survey. 68% of Hispanic Protestants support gay marriage, and guess what? 78% of Hispanic Catholics support gay marriage. Mm-hmm. So Obama is completely wrong. He's pulling these talk about conspiracy theories and myths out of thin air, attacking Hispanics for beliefs that they do not hold, and trying to attach them to Trump, who's actually also, by the way, pro-gay marriage. So that's a total lie. But what most bothers me about the comments and behavior of the Obamas is they act like this is apartheid South Africa, and we're just driven by racial strife. Did I miss something, or were they elected in 2008 comfortably?
I thought they were.
53% of the vote, and right. I believe in 2012, 51% of the vote. They won comfortably both times. Not just black people. A lot of white people voted for Obama in 2008 and 2012. Mm-hmm. She was the first lady for 8 years. And as of right now, the YouGov poll has Obama and his wife as the number one most popular Americans in the country and the most popular man and woman on the planet Earth. So I think rather than attack this country as this racist stronghold, I would say thank you. Thank you for electing us in 08. Thank you for reelecting us in 2012. Thank you for keeping us so close to your hearts. Thank you for buying our books like crazy. Obama sold 1.7 million copies of his book in the first week. Michelle Obama sold 10 million copies of her book. It's doing so well in hardback that they have yet to release a paperback edition because sales have not slowed down sufficiently to merit that. Mm-hmm. They ought to be the most grateful, thankful people in the country, and instead they're the biggest ingrates in the United States of America. Shame on them.
Yeah, and it's sad because I believe, and maybe you see the same thing, DeRoy, they could have been catalysts, positive catalysts for racial healing that could have been phenomenal. And sadly, they just weren't up for the job. And it's hard, when you are, you have such a skewed perspective as they do. And I'm sad for them because I think it's a lost opportunity for them, their family, and for America.
No doubt. And I know a lot of Republicans, including some fairly conservative Republicans, who, given the choice between McCain and Obama in 2008, voted for Obama. And the thought was, well, look, he's not going to be great in economics and whatnot, but at least we'll get the racial, bury the racial hatchet.
Hatchet.
That's a mouthful.
Yes. Right.
and get all that behind us. And guess what? The hatchet's now right in our foreheads and not behind us. It's in front of us.
Well, we got to leave it right there. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, as always, appreciate the time. Take care. Be well.
Bill, great to be with you. Take care.
Again.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you